Welcome to Tea Time, the podcast. I am Cassie Marina, fondly known as the Branding Queen, and I am a digital branding expert helping businesses get online and thrive doing so. I am passionate about sharing my knowledge through content creation like this podcast, online classes and workshops, as well as through the services of my branding agency to help you develop your online systems. Think of this podcast as the place to get the latest advice, strategies, tips, news, and inspiration on building your brand online using the tools available to us, but most importantly, thought-provoking content to improve your mindset, to maximize on these tools and put context to day-to-day developments in the online world of business with a little bit of tea dishing facts and sass, because I really want you to thrive online. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let's begin. Hey guys, welcome back to Tea Time. If it's your first time joining us, a hearty welcome to you. I really appreciate you clicking the play button and listening and taking in an episode to see what it's all about. I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, let me know. Shout me out on Instagram. I am at @CassieMarina on Instagram. And also for my loyal listeners, and I consider you a loyal listener, once you have hit that third podcast recording, and I know there are a couple of you who are return listeners. There are stats, okay? And before I go off into a little rant on we must all check our stats and not just how many likes we got on a post, I'm just going to leave that there. But I've checked the stats and I know I have repeat listeners. So I just want to speak directly to my repeat listeners, and I just want to say, I've seen the stats, but it's not adding up with the amount of screen shots that I see and get tagged on. So this is your prompt that if you're listening for at least the third time, screenshot, and if you're on Instagram, post it to your stories and tag me. I'll greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. All right. It really does help support the podcast. Remember, it takes nothing out of you to just do that for me. A huge favor. I really appreciate it. It helps spread the podcast and it fuels me up to keep creating podcast content. And the more I feel like doing it, is the more frequent episodes will come. Not to say that I don't do it often sometimes, or I fall off because I don't feel encouraged, but sometimes, you know, there's life, you know, you're running a business. So today's episode, it's about mindset and it's a little bit different, and I will touch on somewhere along in this podcast about being consistent and showing up. I know that's more of a content creation episode, but when I was going through in my mind the things that I want to touch on mindset, I did want to say that I don't confine myself to a specific routine. And I just want to say that a tip before I get into the mindset, that do what works for you. Once you are showing up consistently, and consistently does not mean I show up every Monday at 9 a.m. I make sure that there's a podcast, or I put out a live video, I put out a YouTube video, I put out a video or a post. No, consistent just means that you show up frequently enough to let your people know that you're still here to support them as best as you can. And if you fall off putting out podcast content, but they still see you posting on stories, it lets people know that you're here for the long haul, and that helps earn that know, like, and trust factor. So that is to say that I create this content when I feel moved to. I try my best to not have 2 weeks pass. I give myself that marker. So we must give ourselves markers and deadlines that I would put out a podcast episode at least every 2 weeks. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't. Sometimes I put out more than that in 1 week because I'm just in a real podcast creating zone. So I was pretty frequent the last time you all would have heard from me, and I kind of fell off because I've been very, like, I have my head down, very focused on ticking off my to-do list, and that's the space that I have been in. So I finally got in the space to create another episode, and it took me about a week to actually record this episode because I was trying to figure out what to post. Yes, I've said it. I was trying to figure out what to talk about. But what I will say, when I say that, I mean I have so much to talk about. I have so much going around in my head, so many things I would vent about and bounce ideas off of with my business besties. Like, there's a lot happening in my brain content-wise that I just didn't know which one to go with first and which one is going to really help you all the most right now. And I just decided, you know what, I'm going to go for the mindset. Because in the past week or two, I have been consuming a lot when it comes to mindset. Because it's really helping me keep my A game. And when I say that, it's where, like, we always have better. We can always be better. And I feel like I am at that place. Not perfect, don't get me wrong. I just feel like sometimes you just, as an entrepreneur, nobody likes to talk about depression and not feeling motivated. And I get those days too. But I can safely say I have been consistently focused and keeping a very positive attitude. And it's due to the fact that I have been practicing certain things. I've gotten back on my morning routine. I found that when I wake up after the sun rises, not necessarily late, it's not 8, it's not 9, it's not 10. But once the sun rises, it's like 5:30, I feel a difference in how my day progresses. And how you feel is how you're going to show up. And while I'm not a mindset expert, I am not a coach, mindset ties back into everything that we do. So no matter how much great content I put out and tell you that you can DIY your website yourself, and it's not easy, and you think you're not tech savvy, and you know, it's like tech is too hard, that's just not my thing. These are lies we tell ourselves. Everything ties back to mindset. Content creation, I don't know what to post. That's a mindset as well. So while I'm not a coach, I recognize that mindset is foundational. Even with the workshops that I've put on with in collaboration with Karen Rose, I was talking to him over, you know, when we have our synopsis after each workshop, and I've telling them there really is a mindset block. And really and truly, it's not our jobs to tackle mindset, but in order to achieve the things that we would like to and help people the way we would like to, we have to at least acknowledge that mindset is an issue. So when I polled my Instagram audience to ask them, what should I be at my next podcast be about? And I got mindset. I was like, mindset? Me? Why would I talk about mindset? I'm expecting people to touch on, give suggestions on my main talking point, somewhere in between. So ask me a specific question on branding or web design or Squarespace or getting paid online, setting up an email list, Canva, anything that's in my, that's related to my main brand topics, that's what I was more expecting. But then when you really sit and think about it, mindset is so important. And I know to myself how much I put into trying to keep my mindset in a gear. So I, you know what? I decided, you know what, Cassie, let's go for it. I'm going to talk about mindset. And I made a couple of notes on what I do and how it's helped me. And probably you can try it out as well. So let's get to it. So for me personally, I love listening to podcasts. I love listening to podcasts on business, manifestation, mindset, all sorts of productivity podcasts, because it gets my brain thinking. Those are the things you want to nurture your mind with first thing in the morning. So part of my early morning routine is that I take the first 30 minutes. First thing first, can't function without coffee. So the coffee gets brewed on automatic. If I forget and it's not brewed automatic, I go ahead to the coffee maker, press on, organize the coffee. While that's organizing, I'll wash my face, brush my teeth, and then decide what do I feel for today. So these are things that I call my devotionals. And whether I get it done in the morning or not, it must happen at some point in the beginning of the day. Because sometimes you're late. And after I drop the kids off, I'll come back and be like, okay, before I dive into work, when your mindset is set, like how you set your intention for the day, if you decide, you know what, nothing is going to get me down today, and you go into the day with that mindset, no matter what happens, because you've set that intention, you're going to remember. You would get upset. And then you're like, you know what? I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm not going to let it get to me. You take a couple moments, you breathe. How you start your day is how you're going to end your day. So one of the things I also highly suggest is mapping out your to-do list. I had been very overwhelmed in the past month. And I was like, you know what? This doesn't make it any sense. This overwhelm is not serving me. It's not helping me get anything done. Because when you're overwhelmed, you fall into a place of paralysis. And you get nothing done anyway. So I was like, you know what? It's not helping. And if I get nothing done, the world isn't going to end. What can I actually get done? So I started getting back into the practice of, and remember, we forget the good habits we pick up along the way and we try out and it works and we fall off. I had gotten this tip somewhere along the way, probably from a book, a podcast, or some piece of content on the internet, which is to have three main non-negotiable things that you need to accomplish. And by doing that, once you are able to tick off those three things and you are finished with those three things, even if it took you the entire day to get it done, you feel a sense of accomplishment and it gives you momentum for the next day. If by 10 o'clock midday, I'm finished with my main three things, now I feel accomplished and I look around and I feel more driven to do more and get more done. Rather than feeling overwhelmed and being in paralysis, I get the opposite feeling of, let's keep this going, right? So I need daily doses of mindset practices to stay on top of my game is point number one, which consists of meditation, affirmation / journaling. I put that in one category because I would journal in the morning, journal maybe how I'm feeling, journal my affirmations, as in I write my affirmations rather than saying them. I recently discovered that's actually called scripting. So if you call it scripting, then that's what I do. But I write my affirmations and I write my I ams. So if you have a limiting mindset on a specific thing, write the opposite. If you don't feel confident, write I am confident. If you don't know what to post, you write, I know what to post every single day. Content comes to me easily and freely, all right? It might sound silly to some, but that's just an example. Whatever you struggle with, write the opposite. Write an empowering statement and write it over and over. Like, there's a reason why, I don't know if you had to get penance in school growing up, but there's a reason why when you did something wrong, teachers gave you penance and would give you pages of it. That's probably where that derived from. You will always remember not to do it, and it would probably prompt you never to do it again, right? So in the opposite, it would prompt you to continue to do the things that you want to do rather than the things you don't want to do or that you struggle with doing. Rewrite your story and write what your story should be. Write it. I am. The power of the statement of I am is absolutely amazing. My other thing that falls under devotionals is just reading. Something about reading a good book, and I don't mean fiction. Anything that is contributing to your self-development. It could be a book on money mindset. It could be a book on budgeting, financing, getting your money in order. It can be a book about whatever field that you are in. It will help spur ideas. It could be a book about anything, but I mostly recommend something that is a self-development book. Not, and I didn't say self-help, because people have an idea of what a self-help book is. You would be surprised, like some of the people I follow, they might read books on sales because they're a salesperson. That's not a self-help book per se. But it's a self-development book. So that's why I say self-development. Whatever is your area of interest, whatever is your area of expertise, read books on those things. It sharpens your knowledge and adds to your confidence. What's the other thing that I might be missing? I have to stop and take a sip. All right, so I can continue. The other thing that falls under devotion, I just want to make sure I don't miss anything. There's affirmations, journaling, reading a book, audiobook. So you can read a book, you can listen to an audiobook. So what I do, if I'm short on time in the morning and I can't do my entire devotional, I would play an audiobook while I'm washing up the way. So it allows me to kill two birds with one stone. I love listening to self-development things. So like if I don't have the time to read, which I most times don't have time to read, it's always between an audiobook or a podcast. That's usually what some of my decisions boil down to in the day. Do I want to listen to music? Do I want to listen to an audiobook? Or do I want to listen to a podcast? Most times it's down to the podcast or the audiobook. One book I was reading, which I highly recommend, I've read it or listened to it per se, is You Are a Badass at Making Money. It helps you with limiting money mindset blocks. People always ask what good things that I can read or help me with my money mindset block. If you're one of those people, listen to I Am a Badass at Making Money or read I Am a Badass at Making Money by Jen Chincero. The book is actually on YouTube for free. And I discovered that after I bought the audiobook. So she also has a book, I Am a Badass. That's the yellow one. I'm going to listen to that one from YouTube. But sometimes the convenience of just purchasing the audiobook, I can put it on my, download it on my phone and listen while driving. Now, I know how to do that from YouTube, but that's more steps. So, yeah, that's how that goes. But, yeah, find books, audiobooks, stuff on the topics that you want to help you mindset-wise. And as sharp as you might be, let's just say on the topic of your money mindset is on point, it's still good to listen to these things or read these things because it reaffirms certain stuff for you. It validates certain things for you and it lets you know you're on the right track. And sometimes just listening to content that you're already versed on or don't need help with helps spur ideas. And another thing when it comes to like the topic of money mindset is that in this world, most of the people on average around you have poor money mindset or poor confidence or poor whatever. Like, it's easy to find a complainer a mile away. You know, we're surrounded by people. It's easy to find people who complain. You go on social media, people are complaining. You're in a taxi, somebody's complaining about something. You're in the line at the bank, somebody's complaining about the government. Like, it's good to, you have to listen and read self-development stuff because you have to counteract the things that comes your way during the day, right? So it's not necessary that you need help, but in order to stay sharp and to counteract whatever we come across throughout the day, listen to those things. Fuel up your space with what you want, because when you go out into the world, whether virtually or physically, you can't control where other people are at, and they tend to want to vomit all of that on you, right? If you have this great idea and you bounce it off a friend and they can't see the vision, you want to maintain your mental focus and just go back and consume things that help you to validate that this is a good idea. Now, this does not mean be delusional. You know, try to be objective, see if they have a point, do some additional research. And once you realize that, okay, this can work and this person just can't see my vision, then by all means, continue to consume content that shows you that it can be done. So in the past 2 weeks, I have purchased digital products. One of them was a subscription, and with the subscription came a couple of bonus masterclasses. So for me, what I like to tell people is that my fun is watching self-development stuff or listening to self-development things. I can't remember the last time I watched a show on Netflix, but I have Netflix. The kids benefit from it, so it's not that I need to cancel it, but masterclasses, YouTube, tutorials, those are the things I do in my spare time for fun. That's just me. And this is nothing against Netflix or those who listen to Netflix, but I will say this. If you say you don't have time, but you watch the latest show like Game of Thrones just wrapped up, but you don't have the time to watch a tutorial to help you build your business, then you need to probably reassess your priorities. And not, again, I'm not against those things, but don't say you don't have time. You just don't make it a priority enough. And it's not to mean also no all work and no play, have a balance. But if for 3 months and then you can't make the time to spend 10 minutes to help yourself, but you can find an hour for the entire season of this particular show, then it's not true. It's not that you don't have time. All right? So see what things that you can sacrifice ever so often and be like, you know what, I'm going to sacrifice doing X this week so that I can do Y because it's going to help me 3 months from now. I can transform myself and make progress in this area. So masterclasses are things that I enjoy. I purchased a masterclass bundle, which was like 5 different masterclasses. And the first masterclass in the series, because they had it like in a particular order from 1 to 5, was a mindset masterclass. And I laughed so much because the way the content was delivered, it was really on point, just what I needed to hear. And it was very entertaining at the same time. So build yourself up through books, podcasts, audios. You can't always have to rely on other people to pump you up. You know, so often we turn to people and be like, you know, I'm so this, I'm so that. I really need to get over it. And we have these long conversations. And we take so much of other people's time and energy. And it's great. We must lean on other people for support. But we must also empower ourselves to be able to keep our own selves in check. Because it's great. Other people are there to help support you and let you know that you can do this. But you should also have as part of yourself as an individual the practice of, okay, after people help me, how do I help myself? Because depression can come, anxiety can come, overwhelm will always be there. But you should have like your own personal arsenal of tools to help myself power through these moments, right? Feel it, feel the emotions, go through them, but then after a while you need to just give yourself a time limit and be like, okay, I sat on depression today, tomorrow is a new day, let's begin again. And for me, what helps me is the books, the audiobooks. What helps me even have less episodes of, let's say, depression or just not feeling motivated is that I listen to something in the morning. If I don't have the time to journal, I don't have the time to write, I don't have the time to read and turn pages, I can always listen to something while I'm on the go. Some people might think, oh, I just can't wait for the day to have a car and I could just turn on my podcast. You don't need to have a car. You are traveling, you have your phone, you have a headset, and you block out whatever is around you. Because most times, the things that are playing in that taxi is garbage. And you also don't need to hear other people's conversation. Like, these things are not helping build you up. All right? Yeah, so it's a little bit noisy at this moment. So just excuse the noise. It's as real as it gets. Such is life. All right? So before I continue, if you have made it this far, that means you are enjoying this episode. So I want to just take this time to just give you a moment to stop, screenshot, and just give me a shout. All right? So I'm going to continue on with the next point, which is specifically to content creation. One thing I want to make a point of with mindset is that people it really will get to you on a mental health aspect, social media. The strongest of us, social media can get to you. It's absolutely normal and it's human. But I want to remind you that as great as you might be performing on social, even the best person looks at the next person who has 10,000 more subscribers, 100 more likes, even 50 more likes than you, or 5 more pieces of engagement, or I have a decent amount of likes, but that person has 5 more. We don't actively seek out to compare. It's just something that happens, I would say, subconsciously. We would be scrolling and we would notice, hey, but she's not all of that. How come she has X, Y, and Z? It happens. You might be laughing right now, but it happens. And it gets you down because constant creation is something, it's like art. It's you sharing part of you with the world. And if people aren't reacting, engaging, sharing, liking, or DMing you and saying how much they like your content, you're not getting any sort of reaction or feedback from the world, it will make you feel to give up. But if you're now starting out, you have to have perspective. If you have just been doing this for a week, and this is real, people start with the live videos and be like, whoa, my first video was great. Yes, the first video is the first time people seeing you. The second one, not so great. I'm starting to think, all right, is the second one. Let me continue. Move on to the third, right? And by the time you hit the fourth, maybe you didn't even make it to the fourth, but let's say you make it to the fifth and you notice the numbers and the reactions and the traction start to waver. Please, please, please keep it up. It's only been a week, or it's only been 5 videos. It's only been a month. Keep at it for 3 months. And you have to ask yourself, are you consistent? When I say consistent, I don't mean make a routine and be like, hey guys, I'm going to be on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at this time. That's not what I mean. Have you been consistent with just putting out your content on a regular enough basis? That's what I mean, and that's why I started off the podcast talking about consistency. If you can say you've been consistent for 3 months straight or 6 months, then you might have to now evaluate your content creation, what you're putting out. Maybe you need to switch things up. That's what you need to do. But mindset, on the topic of mindset, don't give up. Please keep going. And additionally, it doesn't matter. And when I say it doesn't matter is that there's oftentimes people use social media differently. All right? We don't all use social media the same way. We might be the ones who interact, we engage, we comment. But sometimes your ideal client, right, or your clientele are just the people who consume and they don't click like and they don't click share. But they will buy from you. Which one matters more? Which one matters more? That eventually that your content help them enough and help you earn their trust enough that they are going to reach out to you. You're going to get a phone call. You're going to get an email. You're going to have them come to your website and sign up on your Work With Me form. That has happened to me countless of times from year one for me when it comes to content creation. You know, I have been there, and this is why I can say these things, is because I have felt like my content was pointless. But then I would meet people physically. I would meet people online who would tell me, you know, I really love that video, blah, 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 blah. The best ones, though, are the ones in the email that people actually took the time to write an email to either tell you the same thing or to tell you, I've been watching your content for a while. I want to work with you. I need help with X, Y, and Z. It's time for me to da, 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 da. What's the next steps? And I've never seen this person comment or like. The name is not familiar, but people watch. Even if not live, some people will come, they're busy all day with whatever. But because they can count on your content that comes out consistently, even if they miss the live, they'll be like, hey, I enjoy this person's content. I'm going to go look through what videos did they post this week. Think about how you use YouTube and your favorite YouTubers and your favorite YouTube channels that you like to go on a particular topic. You go and you look for them and you go and you seek them out. That's the same thing will be for you and your business. So don't let those things keep you back from creating content, from launching that product, or creating whatever. And don't think for a minute that it doesn't matter. 2 weeks ago, I, as you would say, shoot your shot, and people bought from the email list. And I was like a bit surprised, not that I wasn't confident, but in what I was selling, but I was unsure. I will be fully transparent with you. I was very unsure. And it was absolutely amazing that in an hour of sending out this email, people bought, people paid. And it's natural to feel this way. I record this podcast to let you know that you're not crazy, your limiting mindset, or whatever is your challenging thing. You're not crazy. You're absolutely normal. We all deal with it, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. The most confident person who's strutting their stuff with their head held high, we're all human. We all have challenges, and it's absolutely normal. But what I would say with that now, with that being said, is just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. And my last point is you have to believe. If you do not believe in yourself and you do not show up with confidence, other people are not going to believe you, no matter how great you are. Because if you ever notice, the biggest fraud is the most confident, and you wonder, why are they successful? But I know that they really aren't qualified, and they really aren't all that they are cracked up to be, because they are confident. And confidence is contagious. Confidence convinces. That's what I would say. Confidence convinces. Eventually, the bubble pops. And sometimes it doesn't. But if you are really good at what you do, and you are confident, and you are qualified, and you have experience, and you know that you're qualified to talk on this and teach on this, or you're the expert on that, and you're qualified, you've studied this thing, there's no reason for you not to be confident. Show up with confidence. Look at that person with admiration and let them inspire you that, you know what? If they who don't know their head from their foot can get through, I can get through too. So I'm going to show up with confidence because I actually have something of substance to offer the world. And I see the holes in their message and they're leading people astray. Because you know there's people like that in your industry that you look at that is like that. And if not, you get the point. The point is you have to believe. You have to believe in yourself. You have to be confident. And again, these are things that I struggled with. These are things I currently struggle with. Belief and confidence. And once you are aware, that's great. I am aware, so I'm constantly working at these things. Constantly working at these things so that I can best serve others. Because I can't serve others if I'm not confident in my ability. And you have to be confident too. So constantly be aware, check in with yourself. And that's a big problem. People have no self-awareness. So if you don't have self-awareness, how can you even begin to work on your mindset? How can you begin to know that I have a problem that needs work? So if you struggle with believing in yourself and you struggle with confidence, I urge you practice these things and it should definitely help. All right, so that's it for today's podcast episode. Like I said, if you enjoy it, share this. And even better, if you're listening on the iOS app, please leave me a review. I've never asked you all to leave me a review. This is the first time, and I've recently realized how important it is for persons to leave a review. So I'm just going to ask you all, leave a review, and I've already asked previously in the episode to screenshot, share on stories, tag me, and let me know that this helped you in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I have two notes here for other podcast episodes. I'm not sure which one I'm going to go with next, but look out for those, and I will see you guys on the next one. Have a fantastic, fantastic day. And if you use these tips, feel free to DM me. I would love to know how they've helped you. Feel free to, like, 5 months from now, a month from now, you see progress because of practicing these things. I'd love to know that this helped you in any way. All right, so take care and see you, hear you, talk to you on the next one. Bye.